Sum is a word with an irregular pronunciation. Given the way it's spelled, it should be pronounced som, like home. In fact, earlier in the history of English it was. Over time, the long vowel O got shortened to something easier to say, That gave us sum as the pronunciation. That also created an irregular mapping between spelling, O-M-E, and sound, Notice that the sensible way to spell it, S-U-M, is used for an unrelated word, sum, as in arithmetic sum. The two sum words are homophones. They sound the same, they have different spellings, and their meanings are unrelated. The sound in English is spelled a lot of ways. There's the sensible way, U-M, as in drum, gum, and plum. Then we have the U-M words with a silent B at the end, crumb, thumb, and dumb. We've got the pair of twins, sum and come. And then there's a real oddball, from. Children have to learn to read sum because it's such a common word that it can't be avoided. Taken in isolation, it seems like a word that has to be memorized because its pronunciation is weird. But sum has friends. It has a lot of friends. It can be grouped with these friends in order to reinforce the spelling and pronunciation of sum. It can be grouped with high-frequency compound words such as sometime, something, somewhere, somebody, which readers are also going to need to learn. Sum also occurs at the back of words like awesome and fearsome. Those are fun words for children. You might actually use them in teaching the word sum. Notice there's some weird words with sum too. For example, handsome. There's no hands in handsome. Or wholesome. It's not about holes or being whole. It's about, you know, being of good character or G-rated. And then there's words like cumbersome. What's a cumber? I don't know. It's lost in the history of the language. The point here is that sum isn't really a loner. It's got a lot of friends, and there could be ways to use the patterns across these words as a way of helping the child learn sum.